He's calling it as he sees it. Ball with Leeming. Short pass. They could be in here. The Giants are over the line. And did they get it down? They did. The Giants lead. Try scored on the far side. Leeming with a neat footwork near the line. Lovely pass. And the Giants barge their way over. Kick comes from Ridyard, and the flags go up, and Huddersfield lead here by 6 points to nil.
So Brooklyn's not kicking from there, but again, it's turning 4-6, more pressure here.
Gets it away to Ridyard out the back, good hands, there's a chance for McGilvray, second try for the Giants, inside the opening 11 minutes, great pass from Ridyard to Cudjoe. Cudjoe knocks the ball past the defender to Jermaine McGilvray, and he doesn't need an easier invitation than that. 14th of the season in Super League for Jermaine McGilvray. Giants lead 10-0.
Yeah, quality try from the Giants, but again, it's just indiscipline for Widnes, which give him that good field position. But
15 in from touch, here's Ridyard to add the extras. Pretty confident strike. Touch judges don't need to move. That's gone straight through the middle. The ball, to be fair, he ran onto the ball. That's a better pass, and that's a try. Cruz Leeming, great run from Ryan Hinchcliffe. Leeming finds him on the angle, and he walks through at the side of the post. Not a finger laid on him. The Giants score again. Here he comes, right-footed. Another confident strike. 18 points to nil. So far, so good for Rick Stones. Then tries for Wakeman, McGilvray and Hinchcliffe. And you get the feeling the 2 points are heading his side's way already.
Well, the 2 points headed to the Giants, there's no doubt about that. But also, as well, the Giants, from a point of view, they've not been having to make some work to get themselves in good field position. It's just been the indiscipline of Widnes. The great touch party from Damien Brough in good field position. And the Giants are making sure they're taking their opportunities.
They're numbering up better, but the Giants are knocking on the door. O'Brien's going to go himself. He's barged his way over, and the littlest man on the field has just got the fourth try. Adam O'Brien, he's smart. He's learnt his trade off one of the legends of the game in Jimmy Lowes, and he's showing why the Giants have got him in Super League.
I guess the first question to be, yeah, Ridyard turns the 4-6, makes it 24-0.
Yeah, he does.
But I guess the first question Dennis should be asking his players is, hey, listen, do you know he's supposed to be playing rugby league here tonight? Because I'm not seeing any commitment, enthusiasm or any purpose whatsoever here at this moment in time for Widnes. Well, they're not showing any commitment or whatsoever, are they?
I'll tell you what, if I was one of the, I'd say there's 250 Widnes fans, if I was in that stand away to our right scoring, I'd be wanting my money back.
Oh well, I can't disagree with that comment, because this has been absolute dire from Widnes. Rubbish.
It has.
It's an embarrassment to the jersey. It is.
Well, fair dues, ball 15 away. We're more interested in the Giants, yep, at the moment, looking to cement their place in the Super. Brough gets a pass away, they've got numbers, and it's a walk-in for Darnell McIntosh. Lovely catch and pass from Jordan Rankin, and Darnell McIntosh gets his seventh Super League try of the season. Comes round from the corner to narrow the angle on the kick. It's all over this one. The Giants surely now are going to the Super 8. Ridyard then on his right foot. He'll fancy this. He's kicked them pretty well. And that's another one straight over the middle. 30 points to nil for the Huddersfield Giants.
Gaskell's just taking a break. And, well, all the water carriers certainly from Widnes. Hey, I tell you what, they're showing some purpose and enthusiasm, the water carriers. Have a look at them, Widnes players. Have a look at your water carriers. Hey? Tell you what, water carriers, get a Widnes shirt on.
Richard Shaw writes here, he's only doing updates. Has he fallen asleep? He's sat next to it. Has he fallen asleep?
Well, he's just nudged me.
Hey? Yeah, you two, you're like Bert and Ernie off Sesame Street.
Oh, that's a bit harsh, Mark Wilson. Yeah. A bit harsh.
They're going to get the ball away to Danny Brough. Brough gets it out the back. They've got numbers here. If they can execute, and they will, rank into McGilvray. And McGilvray has his second try of the night. 15th of the season. Huddersfield finally over. Second try of the second half. They lead 34 points.
It is. It's great hands again, isn't it? They say Rankin. Well, he's just playing out that second standoff from there to McGilvray. McGilvray gets himself a double here tonight. And I say he was, maybe missed last week at Salford. But, and I say, you give him the opportunity again. He's one of England's best. Got himself a double.
Ball here with the Giants. Pass to Akumatai, who gets over, and credit Cruz Leeming. That's all about the pass. He finds his big forward on the burst, and Akumatai scores under the post. Job done for the Huddersfield Giants. They put pressure on those behind them. They lead here 38 points to nil. Here's Ridyard, makes it 6 from 7. An impressive performance from the Huddersfield Giants. Job well done.